Module 8, Trusting Your Team. When you lead others, you will find that they will rise and fall to the expectations you set for them. If you trust your team and act to be worthy of their trust, they will strive to be worthy of your trust. Dangers of micromanaging. One of the most difficult habits to keep under control when leading others is the tendency to micromanage. As someone who has had a great deal of responsibility within the company, as well as being emotionally invested, it is tempting to try and do it all yourself. However, micromanaging, even for the most tireless of managers, is the kiss of death in being an effective leader. The dangers of micromanaging are manifold. Your employees will come to resent always having you looking over their shoulder, which can undermine whatever other positive qualities you have going for you as a manager. Another tragic consequence of micromanaging is that you stunt your employees' growth. In order for each employee to become the best they can be, you have to encourage them to find their own way. Sometimes they may not do something in the same way that you would, and your standing aside may result in their failure. Keep in mind, however, that failure is often a prelude to success. Allowing an employee to make a mistake is akin to allowing that employee to grow and become better. Here are some suggestions to help you avoid the temptation to micromanage. Develop a rule where employees cannot come to you with a problem unless they have also thought of two solutions to that problem. While having an open-door policy is helpful in building a rapport with your employees, and it is useful in serving the needs of your employees, you must consider how useful you are being to those employees if you stand in the way of their growth. Consider limiting your employees' access to you in some ways. One possibility is to allow a certain time of day for open access, while other times of day are reserved for appointment only. A third suggestion is to resist the urge to jump in at any sign of difficulty. Instead, count slowly to 10 and consider whether this is one of those times where your help is truly necessary versus one of those times where in helping your employees, you are actually hurting them. Delegation and anxiety. What frequently stops us from delegating responsibilities to our employees is a fear that they may fail us. However, this distrust of our employees can be more damaging than failure itself. Living in fear keeps our lives in holding patterns and we never grow or allow others to grow. There is no reason to be afraid of failure because it is inevitable. If, however, we are able to view failure as a learning opportunity, then we can become comfortable with the idea and learn to take risks. Here are some suggestions to help you manage your trepidation about delegation. Write down your concerns rather than voicing them or allowing them to swirl in your head. This can help to ventilate anxieties. Manage your stress levels through exercise. When you do this regularly, you will tend to feel better physically, which gives emotions such as anxiety less room to take hold. Meditate regularly to practice staying in the present. Worry is a future-oriented activity, but one over which you have little control. Appreciate and celebrate healthy progress over perfection. Our notion of a perfect situation, a perfectly performed task, or any other number of perfect things that we can imagine is actually a linguistic construction. Actual perfection is something that is completely beyond our control. Learn to recognize and counteract magnification, a distorted thinking pattern where you imagine the worst possibility as the most likely possibility. Often, when you feel in the grips of an arousal emotion such as anxiety, you tend to think in shorthand and images rather than in complete sentences. Identifying this shorthand, converting it into complete sentences, and investigating the logic of that can help lessen your feeling of anxiety. For example, when you delegate an important task to an employee, your anxiety over the situation might prompt shorthand thoughts such as failure, disaster, poorhouse. Translating this into a complete sentence might look like, if my employee fails, I will be blamed for the worst possible disaster that can occur at this company. Then I will be fired and go to the poorhouse. Now that you have translated the shorthand into a complete sentence, ask yourself if you would truly be fired over this. Often, you wouldn't have the level of responsibility you would have if your bosses were going to be so quick to fire you. Aces in their places. One more aspect of delegation can help limit your anxiety. You must delegate in a proper manner. Delegating tasks blindly or randomly can turn disastrous if the person you have delegated a task to is not suited to that task. Fortunately, one reward of getting to know your employees is that you can gain an idea of what each employee excels at. By tailoring the tasks you delegate to your employees' strengths, you put them in a better position to succeed. And their success is ultimately your success, even if you will inevitably give them all the credit. By putting your aces in their places, you also foster a sense of belonging and importance to each member of your team. If an employee knows that he or she is in that role because you handpicked them for it, this will pay huge dividends in that person's own confidence, which helps to maximize her or his performance. Celebrating success. In order to get the most out of your employees, it is helpful to foster a culture of mutual celebration of success, and no success is too small to escape such celebration. Take time out to recognize a job well done, and you will encourage additional successes. Cultivating certain emotions in your employees, such as enthusiasm, optimism, confidence, and tenacity, will help them to perform better and enjoy further successes. Case study. Teresa had always been good at taking a theory and putting it into specific practice before she was promoted to project coordinator. Now in her new role as leader, Teresa found it difficult to let Harrison try to put the theory behind a new project into practice. She found herself looking over his shoulder, which would make Harrison nervous, and he would make mistakes. Finally, he asked her if he could try working on the project alone without her input. Teresa agreed that this would be the best approach, but she still felt anxious about the project. When she let Harrison go, she immediately thought of an idea related to the project and started to go off in search of Harrison to let him know. Realizing that she was being a micromanager and not allowing Harrison to thrive, she took a deep breath, counted to 10, and decided to let Harrison handle it. Teresa went back into her office and began writing down everything that she was nervous about. While she did this, Harris finished up his initial strategy paper for the project and brought it to Teresa. When she saw it, she realized that Harrison was actually quite talented at this kind of work. She let him know this and made a point to praise his work in front of the other team members. Teresa also realized her anxiety about Harrison and his role had gone away.